Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming employers to see 15% workers' comp rate cut in 2026. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Wyoming employers will get another break on workers' compensation premiums next year. The Department of Workforce Services announced a 15% rate reduction for 2026, the third cut in 3 years, saving businesses a combined $66 million. In a press release from the Department of Workforce Services, Governor Mark Gordon said the move will help employers reinvest in their workers and strengthen workplace safety. Employers with 3 or more years in the program and in good standing could see even bigger savings. The state can afford the reduction thanks to strong investment returns and fewer reported injuries. Wyoming Workers' Compensation Fund has grown from $1.8 billion in 2015 to more than $2.8 billion today. But worker advocates dispute the idea that Wyoming is safer. They point to the state's persistently high workplace fatality rate and say many injuries go unreported. While the rate cut is welcomed by businesses, labor advocates say the state still needs stronger injury prevention efforts and more scrutiny of serious workplace accidents to stress Wyoming's long-standing safety challenges. Cheatgrass threat grows in northeast Wyoming as scientists warn of staggering costs. Wyoming range scientists are sounding the alarm as invasive cheatgrass continues to spread across the state, threatening wildlife habitat and overwhelming post-wildfire landscapes. According to WyoFile, University of Wyoming weed scientist Brian Mueller says he's seen the worst-case scenario firsthand, a Nevada burn scar taken over entirely by cheatgrass. Literally everything you see is cheatgrass, he said. I just stood there depressed. Officials fear parts of Wyoming could face the same fate, especially after the massive of 2024 fires, like the Housedraw fire, which burned nearly 100,000 acres of sagebrush habitat in Johnson County. In many burned areas, cheatgrass and Japanese brome are now taking hold, outcompeting native plants. Wyoming has launched an aggressive response, millions of dollars in state and federal funds, aerial spraying of nearly 120,000 acres, and experimental sagebrush seeding. But experts say the battle is far bigger than the current budgets. Bob Budd, director of the Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust, warned last week the magnitude of the need is utterly staggering, hundreds of millions of dollars over the next decade. A new herbicide, Indazaflam, is slowing the spread, but it's expensive, more than $40 an acre for the product alone. Even so, early results show that it drastically reduces cheatgrass for several years. Scientists say protecting core sagebrush regions, including vital mule deer and sage-grouse habitat, is critical. Without stronger intervention, UW researchers warn northeast Wyoming mule deer could lose half their habitat within 2 decades. As Mueller puts it, the question now isn't whether cheatgrass will always exist in Wyoming, it will, but whether the state can stop it from turning millions of acres into a near-permanent invasive grassland. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.